The road trip wasn't his idea. It was Fred's, of course. Yet, he was the one driving down a dark highway through the desert. Driving back to LA from Vegas. What a dumb bloody idea. But Fred had insisted. Imagine us in my old Pontiac, Joe. We'll drive through Death Valley with the wind blowing in our hair and music blasting out loud. We can even stay in a motel along the road, he had said. Joe remembered answering that Death Valley wasn't on the way home, not at all, and that he didn't do motels. Then Freddy had cheated and done his best sad puppy face, and that was it. They were going, and to be fair, it had been fun. At least during the day when the sun was shining and Freddy was singing. And at sunset, when they had stopped and chatted to the hippies camping out just on the edge of the valley, a bunch of young kids heading up towards Burning Man, smell of s'mores and colitas in the air, a cheeky make-out session in the car before they headed off towards the coast. It was becoming increasingly dreadful now, though. Fred was asleep, no doubt exhausted after bouncing around like a rubber ball all day, and Joe himself felt a bit of a headache coming on, and his eyesight was a bit blurry. Even though he had his glasses in the glove compartment, he didn't want to reach out and grab them. Even though Fred said it made him hot as fuck, he didn't like them. Made him feel old. So he drove on with a snoring boyfriend, a dull headache, and foggy eyes making him grumpy. That's when he saw it. Just a shimmering light up ahead in the distance, but he knew it must be a small town or at least a service station or something.